David Villeman, good to see you back stateside. I guess what's going on with you nowadays?
Nowadays, I'm back in California for a while with the family and hanging out, you know, enjoying retirement and missing the races. Not the riding part, but more the scenery and seeing nice races like we saw today. Mm-hmm. And seeing all the people I've seen for 10 years every weekend, you know. Right.
And what did you think of Red Bull? What are your thoughts on the day today?
I thought it was, I came here because I know it's always a great track. The track was a little too deep, too wet on my taste, but the racing was awesome, you know. Really dingy, first moto with Townley was very good. The lights was good, the second moto lights was really good too. And overall, I enjoyed it, you know, that's it's all about, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, since I'm a huge Bubba fan, I can't wait to see Bubba come back.
Really? I didn't know that about you. Last four, right?
I'm not sure. You know, everybody follows him on Twitter. So I'm trying to get some news or, you know, like everybody else, as a fan, you know, because I don't text message with Bubba, you know. But can't wait to see him back. You know, I think our sport needs Bubba. We need him. Sure. And we need it because, you know, it's like... NBA without Kobe Bryant, it wouldn't be NBA.
We were actually bench racing last night. If he comes back, does he go 1-1 and spank everybody?
Thing is, you know, let's do Tony Alesi with numbers and calculation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever seen Bubba battling with Shorty?
No.
Okay. I saw Shorty doesn't go for 30 minutes, but for 15, 20 was with those guys. So that's a benchmark, you know. So if Bubba shows up ready, I think it'd be tough to beat.
What about the whole series in general? Obviously, you're a fan and you're a big fan. You follow it. Thoughts on both series? Purcell doesn't seem as dominant. Dungy is probably more dominant than we thought.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Ryan is doing a great job. He's not a rock star, he's not the super hype, talented rider, but he's doing the work during the week. He's a nice guy. Like we say in France, he's the best son-in-law you can have. You know, like,
yeah.
Really nice guy, good with sponsors. And I think he's doing everything right. There's nothing he's doing wrong. And I think it's... I have respect for the guy. You know, he won Supercross. He's going to win outdoors. It's a great season. There's no Bubba or Villopolo, but still, you know, winning a championship is really tough.
Speaking of what's went wrong, Mike Alesi, what do you see?
I see some passionate people, passionate about our sport, but, you know, a program that going in the wall for 5 years, you know, like going from bad decision to worse. And you know, I think Mike is a victim of a program that doesn't work, you know. So I think we need at one point you need to put everything on the table and, you know, try to do your best to rebound, because it's getting he's an outdoor specialist, and even in outdoors, he can't do it anymore.
And so, are you looking for a job, manager? You Twittered you're looking for a job, manager, coach, something? You want to stick around the scene?
Yes, I think so. You know, I think I have an IQ above average.
I do too, if it means anything.
I've been around for a long time, and I've been analyzing a lot of things, and. You know, I've been helping French kid Gauthier Paulin for the winner, and he did some great things before he got here. And I would try to do. You know what? I made a lot of money racing, and I was in the sport at the right time, money wise. And you know, it's not that I need money; I need to work. But you know, it'd be good to find something cool and help somebody to achieve goals. And I feel qualified and ready for the challenge.
There's another guy that's doing the same thing, hanging around the sport, looking to do something, keep busy, Tim Ferry. So
Yeah, Red Dog. I've seen, you know, we spend a lot of time together at Yamaha and stuff. And, you know, I think he, same thing, he has a lot of experience. I'm sure he can help a lot of people. And
I think he's in the same boat as you, where he just wants to keep busy. Like, he wants to help and be around and hang out.
Yeah, because that's all we know. You know, I wish I could do something else. You know, I wish I was, had an idea in a business, you know, outside of this sport and do something else. Even if it's not, I don't want to make millions. I just want to have fun doing something. But I don't have an idea or the qualification to do something else. You know,
this is all you know. You have your PhD in motocross.
Pretty much, all, a lot of stuff I know too, but. I know a lot of stuff about soccer, about training, about you know, getting into soccer is crazy. So that's my second passion.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.